Welcome back. Episode 45 for Friday, September 13th. New Pro model iPhones available for pre-order with significant camera improvements. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. Let's go to the show. In this episode, we will discuss the iPhone Pro line announced at Apple's keynote, which occurred Tuesday. Besides the iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max, there is an iPhone 11, Apple Watch Series 5, and a 10.2-inch iPad 7th generation. I'll cover the Apple Watch and iPad in subsequent podcasts after I get some hands-on time with them. For right now, we will start with the iPhone Pro. The iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max are a new Pro line for iPhone that delivers advanced performance for users who want the very best smartphone. I picked these two phones to discuss, as for the Apple enthusiast, they offer the cutting-edge technology and a huge camera capability step up over previous models. It's surely a model for the person who loves taking photos. I'll describe in more detail these camera improvements in just a couple minutes. If you haven't seen pictures of the iPhone, you can see them on the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net, or better yet, Apple's website. Apple has a comparison chart for those who are on the fence about upgrading, which offers a wealth of information. They are available for pre-order and in stores beginning Friday, September 20th. A tip for the future, I got pre-approved and within 5 minutes after launch this morning, the iPhone was ordered. I decided to go with 11 Pro Max in space gray. Getting pre-approved is a good way to make sure you are at the front of the line when the phones ship. Let's go back to the phones. The new Super Retina XDR display is a pro display with the brightest display ever in an iPhone. The powerful Apple-designed A13 Bionic chip provides unparalleled performance for every task while enabling an unprecedented leap in battery life to easily get through the day. A new triple camera system provides a pro-level camera experience with an ultra-wide, wide, and telephoto camera, delivering huge improvements to low-light photography and offering the highest quality video in a smartphone that is great for shooting action videos. Phil Schiller, Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, said, "iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max are the most powerful and advanced smartphones we have ever made. They are packed with sophisticated technology that pros can count on to get their work done. And for anyone who wants the very best device made, even if they are not a pro. iPhone 11 Pro has the first triple camera system in iPhone and is far and away the best camera we've ever made. It provides our customers with great range of creative control and advanced photo and video editing features in iOS 13. The Super Retina XDR is the brightest and most advanced display in iPhone, and the A13 Bionic chip sets a new bar for smartphone performance and power efficiency," finished Schiller. Let's now talk about the design and display. The iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max have a textured matte glass back and polished stainless steel band and come in four finishes: a midnight green, space gray, silver, and gold finishes. These powerful devices are also designed to be durable. The iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max feature the toughest glass ever in a smartphone and are rated at IP68 for water resistance up to 4 meters in up to 30 minutes and are protected against everyday spills, including coffee and soda. The new Super Retina XDR display, a custom-designed OLED, provides users an immersive HDR viewing experience for movies and other high-definition video. With up to 1,200 nits brightness, a nit is the measurement of luminescence intensity. Super Retina XDR features wide color support with a system-wide color management and True Tone to offer a more natural viewing experience. With a 2,000,000:1 contrast ratio with true blacks, pro users can enjoy a more vivid viewing experience for HDR videos and photos, and the Super Retina XDR display is even more power efficient. Customers can interact with their favorite apps in a quick, seamless way with haptic touch deeply integrated across iOS 13 to provide app shortcuts for everyday tasks right from the home screen, including taking a selfie in camera, checking an appointment in calendar, or previewing email within Mail with just a simple press. Speaking of iOS 13, the date scheduled for iOS 13 launch is September 19th as a free software update for iPhone 6S and later. Additional software features will be available on September 30th with iOS 13.1. Let's talk some more about the features, including faster performance and a longer battery life. A13 Bionic, the fastest chip ever in a smartphone, provides unparalleled performance for every task the iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max handles, and features up to 20% faster CPU and GPU than A12. A13 Bionic is built for machine learning with a faster neural engine for real-time photo and video analysis, and new machine learning accelerators that allow the CPU to deliver more than 1 trillion operations per second. Together, A13 Bionic and iOS 13 make up an unmatched platform in a smartphone. All of this performance, graphics, and machine learning performance is delivered while still enabling an unprecedented leap in battery life, with iPhone 11 Pro offering up to 4 more hours of battery life in a day than iPhone XS, and iPhone 11 Pro Max offering up to 5 more hours than iPhone XS Max. I think the reason to upgrade to this phone is by far the camera. Let me describe further. iPhone 11 Pro introduces a transformative triple camera system with an all-new ultra-wide, wide, and telephoto cameras deeply integrated into iOS to create a pro-level camera experience designed for everyone. iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max set a new standard in video with the highest quality video ever in a smartphone. Each camera in the triple camera system records brilliant 4K video with extended dynamic range and cinematic video stabilization. With a wider field of view and large focal plane, the ultra-wide camera is great for shooting action videos. Users can easily zoom between each of the three cameras, while audio zoom matches the audio to the video framing for more dynamic sound. With iOS 13, powerful video editing tools are accessible to everyone, with the ability to rotate, crop, increase exposure, and apply filters to videos instantly. These adjustments are easy to apply and review at a glance, so even a novice can create professional quality video projects. With a tight integration between hardware and software, iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max take the traditional camera experience even further in a way only Apple can. The all-new ultra-wide camera fundamentally changes the camera experience by capturing 4 times more scene. Great for taking landscape or architecture photos, tight shots, and more. The new wide sensor with 100% focused pixels and advanced software enables night mode and delivers huge improvements to photos shot in indoor and outdoor low-light environments, resulting in brighter images with natural colors and reduced noise. The triple camera system takes portrait mode to a new level with the ability to choose wide and telephoto framing, enabling portrait mode with a wider field of view, great for taking portraits of multiple people. The telephoto camera features a larger f2.0 aperture to capture 40% more light compared to iPhone XS for better photos and videos. Next generation smart HDR uses advanced machine learning to recognize subjects in the frame and intelligently relight them for more natural looking images with greater detail. A new True Tone flash is over 30% brighter. Deep Fusion, coming later this fall, is a new image processing system enabled by the neural engine of A13 Bionic. Deep Fusion uses advanced machine learning to do pixel-by-pixel processing of photos, optimizing for texture, details, and noise in every part of the photo. A redesigned camera interface provides a more immersive experience that works together with the triple camera system and all-screen display to let users see and capture the area outside of the frame. For the first time, users can easily record video without switching out of photo mode with Quick Take by simply holding the shutter button to start recording. The new TrueDepth camera introduces a new 12-megapixel camera with a wider view of view to capture selfies, and next-generation smart HDR enables more natural-looking photos. Expressive selfie videos take on a whole new look with a TrueDepth camera that now records 4K video at up to 60 frames per second and 120 frames per second slow-mo. I realize I spent a lot of time with the camera, but that is the reason to upgrade to the Pro line. So now comes, how much is all this going to cost you? I will tell you, if you upgrade regularly, by far the annual upgrade program is the best. It's about $50 to $60 depending on the Apple Care program you choose. iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max are available in 64 gigabytes, 256 gigabytes, and 512 gigabyte models in midnight green, space gray, silver, and gold starting at $999 and $1,099 respectively. Customers can also get the iPhone 11 Pro for $24.95 a month or $599 with trade-in, and iPhone 11 Pro Max for $29.12 a month or $699 with trade-in from Apple.com, the Apple Store app, and Apple Stores, and through Apple authorized resellers and select carriers. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Until next week, if you have a question, please see our show notes or reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. As a reminder, we have Mac Minutes mugs available to support the podcast. You can get yours by going to the Mac Minutes Facebook page at facebook.com/MacMinutes. Other places are Twitter at @Minutes_Mac, and our Mac Minutes podcast group is available on Facebook to join if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So have a great week. We'll talk to you again on the Mac Minutes podcast.